bombings in Brussels brought up fears in France that have never really gone away since the Paris attacks last fall. Emma Jacobs reports from Paris, where people observed a moment of silence last night in honor of the victims of both attacks.
Manon Scotteau was in one of the Paris cafes the night before it was attacked in November. So what happened in Brussels seemed especially close.
On a vu qu'on avait tous de la peine parce qu'on sait à quel point ça a été terrible pour nous.
We know just how terrible it was for us, she says, so we can put ourselves in the place of the families in Belgium. Scotteau's 23, and she feels it's important for French people to show the support for others that the rest of the world has shared with them. Yesterday evening, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo held a moment of silence for Brussels in front of City Hall. There were no remarks, but the crowd lingered afterwards. Some chalked messages on the square or lit candles. Most just stood, sharing a sense of grief or nerves, talking quietly.
Since Bataclan, since Charlie Hebdo, it's strange because it doesn't stop.
Yvan Grimaldi learned about the Brussels attacks in a text from his wife, who's here with him.
The first reaction is my daughter's. We have two teenagers at home, and they go out very often in Paris, concerts, bars, restaurants, 17 and 16. And this is the first feeling. It's quite selfish, but it's us. These two daughters are born here in Paris, and we just think, how are we going to live, to go on living here in this town?
Dodine Eri Grimaldi also sent their daughters a message.
Telling, just don't take the subway, don't stay near the big subway where maybe it can be happen something.
Yvonne doesn't think there's much point in telling their daughters to come home early or not to go out.
No, I don't know where the attack would be, so it doesn't help. Maybe the best thing to say is be careful where you go, but, you know, railway stations, airports, what can we do? So there's another possibility, is just to say, just go on and live. And the main thing is that it's inside of our country. These are our kids coming from the suburbs or from families. These are the threatening us. So what are we going to do? It's not like a normal war. There is the enemy to see and to point at. We don't know where the enemy is. It's around us. It's inside of us.
France has been struggling to figure out how you do fight this kind of war in a liberal society. The country has been under a state of emergency since November, giving police extra powers to conduct searches, put people under house arrest. Senator Loïc Hervé, also at the vigil, explained this has put French values in tension with security concerns.
Au cours de notre histoire, donc, les Français sont très attachés à leur liberté.
As a result of our history, the French are very attached to our liberties, he says. At the same time, no country in the world could tolerate what we've lived through, what the Belgians are living through. After the Brussels attacks, France immediately increased the number of officers and soldiers at airports and train stations. The subway, targeted in Brussels, has been a worry for Parisians, one of the places that felt especially tense earlier in the year. Jacqueline Henry says what happened in Brussels makes the danger feel more immediate, but that feeling had never completely gone away.
Même si on est plus détendu dans le métro, moins attentif.
She says even if we had become more relaxed on the metro, there's a certain vigilance that has been internalized, that's less visible but still there. I don't think we live in the same way, even if we continue to go to the theater, the cinema, the cafe. Life goes on, but it's different. For the World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.